White. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. January 11th, 1895. Dear son Willie, your card is received, and I will now answer in reference to brother Sisley. I think it would be a good thing for him to remain here in Australia. Such men will be of great advantage in your councils, having the experience he has had. But you must do in this matter the thing that seems right and the best thing to be done. The Lord help you to decide this question wisely. I am sure of one thing. The health of his family would, I think, be much improved if he could be here. Enough on this point. Now, in regard to Walling, I am, as it were, forbidden to give him one scratch of my pen to any propositions he has made. He has plans in his head, I am sure, that you and I cannot discern, but I would feel a sense of degradation in making any concession to him which shall give him an advantage over me, which will dishonor God. The Lord is my helper. I trust my case to my great advocate. He will not suffer my feet to be moved. He is my only trust. If $1,500 would settle the matter, all right. But to subscribe to any propositions he may draw up, I would not, could not, do it. Yesterday was spent in Sydney, seeking to find goods that I could not obtain, which is iron frame alpaca. May, Maud, Annie, Emily, and Fanny want dresses, and if it can be found in Melbourne, I would order a bolt to be purchased at once. It is not to be found in Sydney. Will you please ascertain if I would have to pay duties on the goods? We are thinking strongly of going to Dora Creek, May, Maud, Fanny, and I, and have Sister Rousseau give instruction in the science of dressmaking. This is much desired by Maud, and May, too. We are a little perplexed whether to have Sister Rousseau come down to Granville, or we go up to Dora Creek. Fanny is urgent to go. All would be pleased to go, but this is quite an expense for all to go. We thought of going next Monday, if it seems to be right to do so. We may not delay to hear from you. Answer as soon as possible. There is no fruit to be had now except nectarines. The peaches and late fruits will not be ready for 2 weeks. This seems to be our best time. The state of the Sydney Church and the condition of things at Ashfield will all have some weight in the matter. Elder Corliss would like to go if he can leave. I thought it might help him. But we do not want to have him leave and then, if the attendance falls off, think that Brother McCullough was at fault some way. These things all require thought and attention. Write your mind. Mother. There is a good interest in the meetings at Ashfield. All are anxious to go to Dora Creek.